It's time for That Yearbook Podcast.
We're going to talk about the printing process, about really what we really want to focus about are all the people, the caring, loving people who are behind the scenes of your pages. You know, for us here at Walsworth, it's not just about printing a book. It's about people who love their jobs and want to help make you as successful as you can be. And that really goes back to the whole history of Walsworth. And I know some of you know it, some of you don't. Back over 85 years ago.
Almost 87.
Got this idea to sell ads. First of all, it was to programs for theater things, and they started selling programs, and they did the recipe books, and they did all kinds of different things. And then finally, they decided to start printing high school yearbooks. They would sell the ads, and they'd get the ad revenue. And they started this business. It's been in the family the entire time. And we'd like to say we've become, over the years, the most trusted name in yearbooks. Right,
Mike? And that name ain't going away either.
That's right.
And the great thing is, and then there was Don Sr., and then there's Don Jr., and now we've brought in a new person to the team, Trip Walsworth, who is the son of Don Jr., and Sabrina had the ability to have Trip come and ride with her as a rep.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about that.
It was awesome. It was so great. Yeah, he came. He's getting to go around the country and ride with a lot of different reps, get to know schools, get to know advisors, which was cool, as he's learning like all different parts of the business. But he was awesome. He asked tons of great questions. He really wants to know like what it's like being an advisor, like what it's like producing a yearbook. He was on yearbook staff, actually. He did photography. So he knows how all this works. So it was really awesome. I think that's one of like the coolest parts is there is a Mr. Walsworth, you know, like there is a person that has his name on these books and he wants them to be done with excellence, just like the rest of us do. So it was really, really cool experience.
Don, the middle Don, he tells a story the best about those people selling the programs and the choreography and all that. That was during the Great Depression. So they were doing anything and everything they could in the Midwest, small town Midwest, to keep the family eating.
That's right.
And they haven't lost that. The Walsworth family believes that Marceline and Brookfield, because they are such small towns, they are the center. They are empowered to keep these people working.
That's right.
And the people that work at our plants, the people that work our pages, the people that print, drive trucks, load paper, get ink, all that stuff are from very, very small towns. And that's why our family name is important to us. And I'm saying our family name, Jim, Sabrina, Danielle, Mike, mm-hmm. we all believe we are part of the Walsworth family. We all believe.
Absolutely.
And they do too.
Yes.
They do too. I want to add to that, most trusted name in yearbooks ain't changing anytime soon, anytime at all.
And that's the most exciting part.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's talk about these people.
Yeah.
Well, and the things they do.
First of all, I went, here we go with another story. I went to the plant the first time in 1984. My wife and I were driving back to Michigan to see my relatives, and we pulled over in Marceline and we took a little plant when it was, it's a little plant tour when it was, most of it was right there on North Kansas Avenue in downtown Marceline. And we met some of the wonderful people there. And from then on, you know, I stayed friends with them. I still remember Shirley, who was the voice of Walsworth for a long time. She would always answer the phone And she was there making you feel like you were important. I got to go and meet some of the people on the presses. I got to meet the people who were doing, in those days, they also did cruise books, gigantic books they did with the Navy. They did church directories. It was pretty amazing. And so then a few years later, it actually was, gosh, what was it? 5 or 6 years later, I finally took my staff to the plant. Now, everybody can't have the ability to take a plant tour, but I was very fortunate to go and see who was producing my book. And it blew my mind, it blew my kids' mind to see all these wonderful people who cared so much about the book. I always tell the story about my buddy John Hamilton, who worked in the color department for
Alexander's
years.
Brother?
Ah, no. It's a good Marceline family. But we would come in and he would say, come on over, all the people that were working for him. He would invite them over, say, this is Del Campo. And my kids would see that there were 20 people that loved their pages as much as we did. And right then, you know, I knew Walsworth was my company because I saw the people who cared. It wasn't just a job. It was something they were very proud of. And so I'm always very thankful for that. And, you know, that was early on. And that kind of connection with the people there has continued. I loved all my CSRs. Because
CSR? We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. Customer service rep. They were the kind of people I'd call up and say, I'm really worried, Kathy, you know, I'm really worried about how these pages are going to look. Would you go take a look? And she'd go out and pull a signature and take a look and see if it was done right. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of extra behind the scenes service that you just couldn't believe still exists today.
Yes.
As we all know, I came over from another yearbook company that's now printing in another country. And it was a big deal at that yearbook company because we would go out to the bus stop, and this is not a lie, and we would hire people at the bus stop because we were in a big city, Dallas, and we couldn't get the employees. But in Marceline and Brookfield, we have loyal employees. These are family members whose family members work at the plant. Go ahead, Sabrina.
I was just going to say, I was like, you know what I thought as an advisor, when I was advising, and I've seen some of my other advisors like pick up on this, that you'll see emails come from people with the same last names. Or like if you go on the plant tour, it's like this person is this person and they're all related. And I love that because you know that that's somebody saying like, I work here, you should work here too, because it's a great place to work. And their families work there. And that's always fun to see when you start getting emails from people that have different first names, but the same last name, and they are family members working at Walsworth, which is awesome.
Let's start by the time you hit a button and you either submit a page or you call a phone number and it goes into the plant. But at the same time, it goes to Brookfield. And Brookfield, Missouri is right down the street from Marceline, Missouri. And we're going to find a couple secrets out about Marceline, Missouri. and you have a person assigned to you, a CSR. And Jim mentioned CSRs earlier. They are customer service reps. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to talk about how wonderful these ladies are and gentlemen?
Yes. The CSR is your customer service representative. To me, is like, it's a team effort. You know, your rep and your CSR are both there for you at any given moment to help you with whatever comes up. My CSR when I was an advisor was Dana Davis. I talked to her all the time. I was constantly on the phone with her asking about this page or that page, or can you look into this, or can I call this back or whatever. She was always there when I needed something, just like my rep was. But, you know, sometimes your rep is in another school or they're working with somebody else, and so they might not be able to answer their phone right then. That does not mean that you are out of luck. You know, like, you've got a customer service representative that is there to help you with anything that comes up along the way. And they are lifesavers. They will go above and beyond to make things happen when you need them to. Love them.
And just exactly like a CSR are our tech reps. And these people that if you have a problem with online design or InDesign, you will call them. And you don't have to give them a job number. You can just say, this is Mike from Lecanto High School. And I need help. Help me. And they're there to help.
When you have to flow those portraits one more time, they're there to help you.
They're your angels. Yes, we need them. And we're so thankful for them. They are, and they will troubleshoot with you and work through any problems that you're having until they get it fixed, until they get it right. And I think that's always like the biggest peace of mind is, like, if you're having a problem, give those people a call. They will sit there and work with you until it is figured out and you're back on track again. So, and you'll meet all those people like on a plant tour. Those are the people that you'll put, people that you've talked to on the phone for forever. And then you finally see them face to face and you're like, hey, you're a person sitting here helping me do this stuff every day. It's awesome.
So once your pages are submitted or your cover is submitted, they go into the press room and they're turned into create plates for the press. And do you guys know this? And you'll learn this on the plant tour. I forget how many millions of their aluminum plates. And they represent, I forget how many Coke cans, Pepsi cans, soda cans. It's millions of cans. Because we recycle these plates, you might be drinking, I don't have a Coke can, but pretend you do, you might be drinking out of one of your pages right this minute. We recycle everything. How many plates do they make per spread?
Well,
per spread?
I mean, how many colors are on a plate?
Four. I know this one. So yeah, when you guys are submitting pages, like Mike's saying, like they're creating these plates for them. So when your pages are printed, they're printed in, every plate is a signature, right? Like you've got, I believe, right? A flat or a signature. Flat.
They're
so
flats.
Yes. So basically it's eight pages and then that is a flat. It's eight pages. And then the other side is the other eight pages, and that combined on both sides makes a signature. And so your pages aren't printed like one at a time. They're printed 16 at a time, and then they're folded and trimmed and, you know, glued together and that whole process that goes on at the plant. But all that to say, like when you're submitting pages, they're waiting for those 16 pages at a time to be able to print. You know, and so that's why sometimes you may say like, oh, can I make a change to this one page? Well, that's already been printed. That's already gone through that plating process. And like Mike was saying, the four color process, that CMYK, the cyan, magenta, yellow, black, like you, it goes through a huge production that you see at the plant, which means what submitting pages, it's not, I'll put it to you this way. I had a parent one time call and ask if we could reprint a book. And I was like, doesn't happen that way. And he's like, well, can't you just print one in your classroom? I was like, I don't think you understand how big of a process. I'm not going to my little desk jet printer and pushing print and popping out. And I think that's one of the benefits to seeing how the plant works is you start to understand that this is a massive production to put your books together. It is a lot more involved than you would ever really imagine.
And think about as we're getting into this time of year when all the books are being printed, when it's, you know, the March until June, if those signatures are done and they can print them ahead of time, so multiple signatures can be already printed, that just makes it not be so crowded on the presses at the end of the year. So finishing those signatures and getting them printed really speeds up the whole process for everyone.
And if you were to go through the press room right this minute, it's buzzing. We are working 24/7. Mm-hmm. We have three shifts going. There could be Saturdays and Sundays involved. Because it's a small Midwestern town, these people are working. They really, 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 really want Mother's Day off, and they want Easter off. And I can't blame them.
Now, Mike, you're about to say something. I want you to tell the most amazing statistic of last year. With all this production stuff, all the work, what happened last year that was the most amazing fact we heard at our national meeting?
100% on time delivery. I'm going to ask Sabrina, what does on time delivery mean? Yeah. Because she's a rep.
That makes me super happy. Yes. Yeah.
100%.
Yes, that means that our books, when you guys submitted your pages at the plant, they hustled to print with excellence still and make sure that they were great and produced beautifully, printed those pages, bound those books, boxed them up, and shipped them to your school on or before when you needed them. So they
when
were
when you asked for them.
When
people.
You asked for them to be at your school, when you and your rep found that date that worked for your delivery on your campus, those books were there by then. And that's huge. That's massive. Because you guys know as advisors, like you plan distribution parties and you plan, you know, events and have ways that you're going to be distributing those books so that when you need them, you need them. Like you have all these things scheduled and planned and organized. So on-time delivery is massive. And that is all thanks to those people at the plant.
That's right.
Amen.
That are working.
Amen.
Over time and constantly, not only to get your books to you, but to make sure that they are beautiful when they arrive, you know? And that doesn't mean that like stuff doesn't happen along the way, but man alive, those books are beautiful when they are arriving in those boxes. And that is all thanks to those people who are so proud of what they do day in and day out.
Proud.
I think that was one of my favorite parts about going to the plant is you're meeting the guy who is embossing your cover, you know, or that's laser cutting it, or that's
Mike the laser guy.
Like, I mean, these people are people that are literally taking each individual cover of yours. And I remember seeing J.W. Mitchell being at the plant one time, and they had plexiglass, and there was a woman with a table of about 800 books, and she's peeling the part off the plexiglass one by one. There's just one lady that's doing that. This isn't all done necessarily by machines. A lot of this stuff is handwork by people that are doing that to your cover. And when you meet them, they are so proud to show you what they do day in and day out. They are proud of their work. And I absolutely love that. So when you can combine all that with also getting your books on time to the school, what else could you ask for? I mean, this is greatness.
The pressmen. I love our press guys. I love our bindery. Chad Tillery, and we all know Chad.
Go Chad.
We love Chad.
They have these teams that are unbelievable. That these guys, they look at you when you walk into the plant, and it's not like oh, Mike Taylor's here or Sabrina Schmitz or Jim Jordan's here. That they look at you like we're their colleagues with your schools, and they love our schools. They will take your schools and they will show you the press, the ink drums. They'll show you how the paper is on the presses. They show you everything. It's just.
I also want to bring up. You know, I was at a meeting. At our national meeting where I got to meet some of these people who are the leadership of the plant, and they are always into innovation. They're looking for presses that are faster, more efficient. They're looking for new kinds of things
cover
that we can offer you to make your
materials,
book amazing.
Yep.
And so they're not satisfied with where they are. They always want to find the better way, the newer way that's going to give you more options with your book. And I was really impressed by that, frankly.
Well, I think Chad Tillery just went to Heidelberg. Isn't that where you were born? No, that's where, what's his face? Gutenberg was born.
Yeah.
Your neighbor.
He's my buddy. Yeah. He's my buddy.
Your next door neighbor was born in Gutenberg. You were down
Move
the street.
Move both type, baby.
Yeah. They went to Heidelberg to see new presses. We are always on top of our new presses. We have presses that will, we have dryers now that will dry ink in seconds. This is unbelievable. And these all, yes, the technology is there, but our people care. If you wanted to call Don Rawlsworth right this minute, and I'm not suggesting you do that because I need him. He has other things to do. But you can pick up the phone and you can call Don Rawlsworth.
Yes.
Now, try that at those other companies that switch their name every 5 minutes.
There is a Mr. Walsworth, though. Yeah.
There are three Mr. Walsworth.
And I would say, like, all of this production stuff, yes, it's cool. Like, it's neat to see, you know, how all of it comes together. But it really is important for you as advisors and your staff to get an understanding of what that process looks like and how big that process is and how many people touch that book. Because when it comes to, like, your rep, especially this time of year, we love y'all. Your rep is probably going to be saying, we need you to submit those pages. We have to final the book. Please. we need those pages back. They're doing that not just because they're trying to harass you for the fun of it. I promise we're doing that because those people at the plant need the time to be able to go through that process of printing and producing your book. So there really is a whole method to the madness here, and understanding how the printing process works at the plant really does help you as an advisor and even your students to know what it means when you are submitting a page and why we have to submit pages at certain times, or why we want to return our proofs when they're due and when they're being asked for, because it's all part of keeping your book being produced on time, on budget, which is what everybody wants, you know? So it's an eye-opening experience to see that process, but it's really helpful for you guys too to know why your CSR or your rep may be asking for things at certain times a year, like now. Like, right, when we're like, please give me your pages.
Do you guys know a secret about Marceline?
What are some Marceline fun facts, Mike Taylor?
Anybody? Anybody? Jim?
There's one
Sabrina?
Big one.
What's a fun fact about Marceline, Missouri?
It has a weird connection to Orlando, Florida.
And Anaheim, California.
And Anaheim, California.
And Paris.
And it's the boyhood home of the one and only Walt Disney. Yes.
Yes, sir. His farm, his house are still there. Marceline. The reason Marceline is really famous is it used to be a lot of crossroads of railroads. One of Walt Disney's favorite things was railroads. He would sit and dream and watch the railroads. He was a farm boy. And because it was a crossroads, and we still use those railroads to bring in our paper, our ink, and all that stuff. I mean, railroads are important to America, and so is Walt Disney, and so is Walsworth.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to Marceline, you can see the little gazebo in the town square that reminds you. And you can see the main street, which reminds you of Main Street USA in Disneyland.
Sorta.
That's right. Sorry. Kind of. Similar. Yes.
Similar.
I wanted to throw one other story in there, Mike, when you were talking about the Walsworths and you can call them and all this stuff. It reminded me of a couple of years ago, I had some advisors on the Show Me tour, and we were towards the end leaving, like, where we have lunch in Marceline, like in that part, that building.
Right.
And all of a sudden I looked around and one of my advisors had gone rogue. Like, I don't know where he went. And he was in Don Walsworth Sr.'s office. He had just kind of wandered in there and was like chit-chatting with him. And I walk in, I'm like, oh my God. Like, he's just sitting there chatting with Don Walsworth Sr. And then next thing you know, we're all in his office taking a group picture. He's in the middle of it. And I just thought, like, how great is it that I work for and all of our customers, and we are really part of that, like you said before, that Walsworth family. Like, he is literally the owner of this company, and he just let my advisor just wander in there and start talking with him. And he didn't have to do that, you know, but that's the sign out front of our plant that says people make the difference, right? Like, that is truly how Walsworth operates. Like, they are all about our customers, our plant employees, our reps, like, all of the people are what makes Walsworth so special.
In one of our earlier podcasts, Sabrina, you mentioned when you were an advisor and Missy Green, the famous Missy Green, took your Gold Crown pacemaker winning book and had it signed by everybody that touched it.
Yes. It is my most prized possession. I can go grab it for you right now. It is signed by everyone in the plant that had anything to do with that book, whether they were on running the presses, whether they were in the sewing area, where they were, you know, gluing with the glue. It's tougher than woodpecker lips. So it ain't going anywhere. But like that guy signed that book, you know, like all of these people signed it. And it is a true representation of, like, this was a team effort, right? Everyone's in it together to make sure your book delivers and it looks gorgeous.
Sew your books, Smythe Sewing, just to make sure we glue and Smythe Sew them.
Yes.
I have a new nickname for Mike. Woodpecker lips.
Tougher than woodpecker.
Okay, Grandpa. hey, where, Jim? This goes back to when you were a kid. Where was Smythe Sewing invented?
I don't know.
The monks did it with cat gut in the very first Bibles, I swear. And we're using the same kind of technique, different machines than the monks, but it's the same thing.
Sounds good to me.
Danielle, questions?
Yeah, so on our Walsworth Facebook advisors page, that's a space for our advisors to ask questions, to get feedback, share their accomplishments, all of that good stuff. We offer a space for them to ask questions for the podcast. So the question that we have today related to printing is, what are the key printing processes that yearbook staffs need to understand to create a great yearbook?
One is kind of what we were talking about before with like understanding flats and signatures and understanding how, like, when you look at your ladder, that you see like every 16 pages is a signature, and that the plant cannot print until they have all 16 pages in that signature. Mm-hmm. So when you're building your ladder, if there's one spread that like, hey, all of this is done in the fall, but this one, you know, we can't do until March, like that's holding up that entire chunk of pages from being printed. So as much as you can look at your ladder, you know, to see how you can complete things in terms of completing signatures, that really helps the plant out. Another question I get a lot is when we ask you guys for final number of pages, like how many number of pages you want in your book and how many copies you want to order, that's because they are actually going to start printing your covers, which is exciting. Yay. And so one, we need your cover submitted, also important, but two, they need to figure out how big your spine width is going to be. So that's why they're asking for how many pages you want, is because they're trying to figure out how thick is that spine going to be so they can make sure that they print it correctly so they can fit the number of pages in there. So those are two like pretty common, at least, questions I get. Jim, do you have anything?
Well, I think like everything else we've been talking about, that it's a process and there are a number of steps that have to be marched through before all the pieces can come together and have your book be completed. So you have to give enough lead time for them to be able to go through all those steps of the process. And one little part, like you used to say, if one spread is missing from a signature, that will put the whole book on hold. And so if editors are aware of the steps and the time that it takes to move through the steps, I think they can be a little bit more aware of completing signatures and getting the process going on a timely basis. They literally can't print a book in one day. You know, it's a whole
period.
But it is, that's why making deadlines is so important. Like, these deadlines aren't arbitrary. We're not just putting them out there for the fun of it. Like, it really does affect the people at the plant, and it can even affect other books. You know, we're printing thousands of books all over the country that, like, if you're missing deadlines, then it could affect how another book is in, where they are at in the printing process. So you obviously, like, those deadlines are definitely there for a reason. And obviously your rep and your CSR and all these people we've been talking about the whole time are here to help you with all of that. So if you are ever in that situation where you're like, I might not make my deadline or I'm behind, like, talk to your rep. step. That's what we're here for. We'll help walk you through the whole thing.
And there's an important thing you need to all know. You need to know that you should be calling your sales rep first, then your CSR, and then work your way through. And those people are there to help you. The technology people, the CSRs, the sales reps, Jim and I are on that list somewhere.
Yeah.
But somewhere. Call, ask us, and we'll know that our people want to help.
That's right.
This podcast to be a celebration of family. It's Mother's Day, Father's Day time of the year. It's distribution day. We love Walsworth family members. Come join us.
That's right. Why not?
Why not? And by the way, we're still a family. We're not owned by anybody.
Most trusted name in your books.
That's right.
Ain't going
and
anywhere.
Ain't going anywhere.
Come join us.
That's right.
A lot of fun.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back.
Thank you for tuning in to That Yearbook Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your preferred platform. Happy yearbooking!